There's a big push underway in New Hampshire to make more homeowners aware of a colorless, odorless, and tasteless contaminant that is in many drinking water wells, arsenic. Dartmouth College just received a $13 million grant to support its research into the health impacts of the chemical, and a U.S. Geological Survey study released this week estimated that nearly 50,000 people in southeastern New Hampshire could be drinking elevated levels of arsenic. But NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown reports in the first of two stories on arsenic in drinking water, efforts to get the word out about the contaminant have only just begun.
At a house in Stoddard, a truck-mounted rig owned by Bart Cushing's family well drilling business pounds a drill bit 90 feet down into the bedrock.
What we're hearing now is a pneumatic hammer. That's a flat-faced bit with carbide buttons, and it's literally pounding the rock.
These artesian groundwater wells are the norm these days. Something on the order of 95% of new wells are drilled into the bedrock. And there's a reason for that. Dug wells used to be widespread. Think of the kind of well that Lassie used to rescue Timmy out of. But they were exposed to runoff and surface water, so if there's any bacteria nearby...
A lot of the dug wells that we see, at least in our parts of New Hampshire, they were literally getting swamp water, oftentimes at the low point of the area, usually down gradient of what's now the septic system.
In surface water, there can be E. coli, nitrates, and other stuff that'll make you sick very quickly. So in general, wells now go deeper, where the water's been filtered by layers of dirt, sand, and rock. But by going deeper, wells pull up water that has been soaking in whatever bedrock happens to be below the drill. And when it comes up, it could be carrying some baggage. Naturally occurring elements in the Earth's crust sometimes come along for the ride.
And normally what we test for, basic tests, is iron, pH, manganese, occasionally arsenic if in the right areas, occasionally radon. If we were next to a toxic waste site, I'd recommend what they call volatile organic VOCs. We do see those.
There can also be uranium or petroleum contaminants. None of them are good for you. But arsenic and radon are the two most common in the state. For a full suite of tests, you're looking at something like $300 to $500. But you can get the standard suite, which includes arsenic, from the state lab for a subsidized rate of $85. The state lab does about 2,600 well water tests a year, but only around 38% of homeowners ask for an arsenic test. And that's only part of the picture. There are also numerous private labs offering similar services who don't report their figures. So the question is, how many homes are getting tested? Researchers at Dartmouth, including Mark Borsick, are trying to figure out just that.
Well, there's no visual cue in their water. There's no kind of immediate health impact. And so people may have lived with arsenic in their water for years and years and have not had any problem.
The last time this question got a look was in 2003, when the USGS estimated that less than 14% of homes in southeastern New Hampshire had had arsenic tests done. Compare that to Maine, where in 2004, 26% of homes had tested their wells, but after significant outreach by the state, that number was up to 42% in 2009. Borsick says there are basically three reasons people don't test their wells: because they don't know they should, because it's annoying or impractical to do it, or, and this one's a little more insidious, because in the back of their minds, they don't really want to know.
If they've lived in a house for 30 or 40 years and have drunk water that may have had arsenic in it, and their family may have had that same water, they may be resistant to having the water tested, because if they were to find it, there'd be a kind of guilt associated with having had that past exposure.
Obviously, drinking arsenic at high levels isn't good for you. It was, after all, the poison of kings. But research has tied even low-level consumption over many years to issues like increased chances of lung, liver, skin, and bladder cancer, and increased susceptibility to infections. And then, just this year, a study right here in New England found that children who drank water from wells containing a tiny amount of arsenic, even less than the limit imposed by environmental regulators, did worse on an IQ test. Joe Graziano at Columbia University led that study. He says kids scored somewhere between 5 or 6 points lower.
Which is certainly not trivial at all. It's somewhat comparable to low-level lead exposure, which we're more familiar with. But, you know, on average, who wouldn't want to have 5 more IQ points?
This study was pretty hard on some of those who took part. One participant, who asked we not use his name for fear that his children would be stigmatized, learned that the well his family had used for nearly a decade had really high levels of arsenic, almost 5 times what the EPA says is safe.
I mean, it's shocking information. You know, here you are, you're raising some kids, you're making sure they're in car seats, You're buckling them up every day. You're giving them good food. You know, you think you're doing everything you can, and then you discover that you've been feeding them poisonous water, you know, for 10 years. And you can imagine the way that makes you feel.
Arsenic concentrations are at their worst in the southeastern corner of the state. That's where USGS scientists estimate that nearly 50,000 people could be drinking water with arsenic above the EPA limit. It was in 2001, with mounting evidence that low levels of arsenic were unhealthy, that the EPA lowered its limit on arsenic in drinking water from 50 parts per billion down to 10. And it wasn't until 2002 that the first study hinting that New Hampshire in particular had an arsenic problem was published. The state really only started hustling to get the word out about arsenic in the last decade. But they have been trying, says Cindy Clevens with the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services.
We don't want to scare people, but we want to inform them that arsenic is in our bedrock, that it does get into your well water, that you can't determine by taste or odor or color, and so therefore the only way to find out is testing.
The Dartmouth study, seeking to determine how many people are testing and why others aren't, is due out in the fall. But while arsenic in water may sound terrifying, it can be cleaned up. And solutions to arsenic in well water is what we'll look at tomorrow. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.